Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we were back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We were back. We are currently back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I had a patient the other day who said that working from home finally stopped her frequent yeast infections. Apparently she doesn't have to now wear skirts and pants, and she can let it free while she's working from home. Of course, the computer hopefully never catches her below the waist, but she said that a lot of her issues that she had resolved because she got to work from home. So she will be somebody to vote for. Working from home is healthy. Right? Yet, many experts are saying, wait a second, working from home does contribute to poor mental health, poor physical health, and I think Apple now is going to be requiring a hybrid model where people do part work on site, part work at home. So is the concept of working from home damaging to our mental health and our physical health? So, you know, I noticed seeing patients at home and online, and I've been doing that since pre-COVID, I noticed I'm not moving as much. I mean, when I was seeing, you know, 30 patients a day running around my office, going back and forth, you were really, really exercising. You were moving a lot. Well, now when you're sitting seeing patients, you're not moving. So if you, let's say, do have a more active workplace where you're not just sitting in a cubicle or standing in one area, and you have to run down to accounting, or you have to run down to IT, or you have to go to, I don't know, accounts receivable, and you're moving around, you are going to get a lot more exercise than at the office than at home. Also, our sitting. We have learned over the last few decades that sitting is bad. You can't sit for long periods of time. The more you sit, the worse it is. My mom, when she was a secretary in the 1960s, would say that the women would develop secretary butt. She said you could tell a secretary a mile away because she has secretary butt. And I guess the butt, rather than being nice and round and whatever, it starts to flatten, and you know, because they're always sitting on it, so there's a different distribution of the fat. Now, that has been disproven, but even decades ago, people realized that your body will undergo changes. I noticed for me, my back is different. My back is acting differently because I sit more. My pelvis, I had a hysterectomy. I feel great after the hysterectomy. I can walk around, run around, still exercise, but if I sit for long periods, it hurts. In fact, I have trouble flying because I can't sit for long periods of time. So for those of us that don't do well with sitting for long periods of time, that's an issue. Sitting for long periods of time put us at risk for cancer, diabetes, because, again, we're not moving. We're not exercising as much. Pooping. Some of us have noticed that we're pretty constipated. I wrote an article on this early in 2020 that constipation is rising because we're sitting and working at home. You need to get your juices flowing. You need to drink a lot of fluids, get that fiber in. You need to move. The more you move, the easier it is for you to potty. So I had recommended stand-up desks. Stand-up desks help you poop. When you stand up and you work, a lot of times your body's like, okay, great, we could use gravity and we could make this happen. And then the mental health issue. A lot of experts are saying working from home really affects your mental health. And I think one of the driving forces for that, if that's true, is you need to be around people. You know, I talk a lot more to my cats and dog than I should, because I'm not around a lot of people. And if I was around more people, I would be having human conversations. I wouldn't be having, did you pee-pee bed? Did you pee-pee mama's bed? Oh, my gosh. And, you know, I would be having, you know, conversations that would really try to challenge my brain, my memory, complex thinking, calculation, as opposed to me talking to the cats about how much they poo-pooed or pee-peed and littered kitty litter and poo-poo powder all over the house and how many times they threw up a hairball. So you do need that interaction with people. You do need those mental challenges. You do need that exercise. You do need to get out of the house. And so even though originally we were talking about how wonderful working from home was, you get to be with your pets, you get to be with your kids, you get to be away from these toxic people that could be in your workplace. On the flip side, if there's non-toxic people, you really need them in your lives. If there are, you know, if there's, you know, avenues and room for you to move more, you need that. So, you know, it's not on your employer to, you know, bring you back to work for your mental health. It's on, you know, the employer to make sure that they run a healthy, satisfying, and a productive workplace. I mean, if they're losing profit and they have unproductive workers and they have to go under or fire people, that's no good to you. But they also have to make sure that you feel balanced. You aren't stressed that you're not there for your kids, that you're not there, you know, because if you're stressed and you're, you know, thinking about the kids and thinking about how much you don't want to be there, you're not going to be a productive worker anyway. So for those of you that are in positions now, as we start to move into a very weird economic time, some of you think we're in a recession, some of you don't, your employers are going to be having to make decisions on who they keep and who they don't. And there's a higher than normal risk or odds ratio of your employer preferring to know what your productivity is. And I had told you guys early on that when it comes time to hiring people back, out of sight, out of mind. If your boss doesn't see you, they don't sometimes know how productive you are. And so if you are being given the mandate or the choice of going back to the office, it might not be the worst thing in the world because as we've seen and experts have discussed that it might be better for your mental health. You know, I've worked most of my life. As my kids were babies, I hardly saw them growing up. So for me, you know, my mental health is, I think, extremely strong the more I get to be around the family and, you know, try to be the mom I had hoped I could have been, but I couldn't because I worked so much and I was so overextended. But for those of you that are like, you know what, I don't like my weight, I don't like how my brain is getting foggy, I don't feel as acute as I once was and astute, maybe get yourself back to the workplace. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, so people seem a little bit shocked that First Lady Jill Biden, Jill, who's 71 years old, has now tested positive for COVID. I'm not shocked that she has it. I'm shocked she didn't get it earlier. I mean, everybody seemed to get COVID May, June, July. How she was able to not get it until now, that to me is the story. But the First Lady has tested positive. This follows her husband's multiple-week-long positive, then negative, then positive COVID infection. That was luckily mild. She currently is experiencing mild symptoms. She is now isolating in, I believe, the East Wing, is she? Or is she isolating in South Carolina? I think she's isolated in East Wing. She has started the Paxlovid treatment. And the Paxlovid treatment is the Pfizer medication that's the protease inhibitor that you need to start within 5 days of your illness. And it's been doing fantastically in terms of limiting people's symptoms. Some of you have asked me and questioned whether it's necessary because the Omicron variant seems to be mild. And I could tell you, with all the patients I've seen over the past few months, those who took Paxlovid said that they got over their symptoms quicker. And to me, that is very, very valuable anecdotal evidence, despite, you know, the evidence that we've been told from Pfizer that it works. You know, I need to hear it from patients. And patients have told me that, you know, they seem to respond well. They might have rebound, but again, milder than those that are kind of trudging through it on their own. So the first couple had reunited in Delaware on Sunday, August 7th, after more than 2 weeks apart. So he had, remember, first had a positive diagnosis July 21st. Then he was negative. Then he tested positive again. So there's a chance that he's the one that gave it to her. But then keep in mind, the first lady is surrounded by, you know, everybody else. And didn't they go on vacation? And they went shopping? And I don't know. So, you know, obviously, it's a virus that is very, very contagious. It might not be very deadly right now, but it's very, very contagious. So they had about 1 week together before Jill came down with COVID. President Biden is negative for the virus right now. He had a negative antigen test on Tuesday, and he is still going to wear his mask for 10 days when indoors and in close proximity to others. They are also going to increase the president's testing cadence and report those results. The White House and Biden will keep his normal schedule, which means frequent naps, I guess. Listen, I like my naps. You know, I've been a napper. I didn't like them as a kid. But man, you know, at once I had kids and all that, anytime I could get some shut-eye, I love my naps. I would, if I was president, I'm telling you right now, don't vote me president, because I am going to take my naps. And I'm going to be very public and transparent about it, because I'm going to tell everybody to shut the hell up so I can take my nap. For the rest of the day, the president is scheduled to travel back to the White House from South Carolina to sign the Inflation Reduction Act before leaving for his home in Wilmington, Delaware later Tuesday. So, you know, at least he's coming back to do some work. I don't know how much of a fan I am of this Inflation Reduction Act, because I think spending put us here. So I'm not sure why spending more is going to fix it. But you guys might know more about economics than I do. But I'm under the impression that we're in a crap load of trouble because we printed a lot of money and we just continue to spend. In the meantime, Jill Biden's spokesperson Elizabeth Alexander said she tested negative for coronavirus on Monday before she started experiencing cold-like symptoms later last night. Close contacts of the First Lady have been notified. She is fully vaccinated and double boosted, and her rapid antigen test was negative, but the PCR test was positive. And I've told you guys this. We have a huge problem with our negative rapid antigen tests. I have patients call in all the time saying, this isn't COVID, so give me antibiotics or give me something else. And I'm like, how did you test? Was it PCR or was it a rapid antigen test? These rapid antigen tests, for some, they just, wow, they'll show up positive before the time limit. You know, I mean, they'll turn instantly. For others, they'll be negative, 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 and then you end up, you know, showing up positive, which means, you know, if the antigen test that Jill Biden is being tested with are negative when she's positive, then you might want to throw those out and think about different testing. Because the president, I mean, you know, they're making big decisions on whether the president stays or goes pending his rapid antigen test. So if her antigen test was false negative and it took a PCR to yield positive, I would probably maybe consider more positive, the PCR test for, you know, the president and executive branch, et cetera. I think for everybody. But so this is Jill's first time having COVID. She kept her distance away from her husband, as most of us, you know, try to do, but we can't keep too much of a distance from our president. And this is the first time she's been positive with it. She, which is another issue I have. The patients will call saying, I didn't have COVID the whole time. And I'm like, so you didn't have COVID since fall of 2019? Because I think COVID was here fall 2019. Some of you had called in to telemedicine saying, you know, and even the show, I'm negative for flu and I feel like crap. And, you know, and I'm like, well, you know, maybe the flu test isn't picking it up. Maybe there's something else besides flu that's going around. So personally, I think we're talking fall of 2019. So for those of you that have for almost 3 years not had COVID, I say liar, liar, pants on fire. I think it was almost impossible to not be exposed. Now, maybe you didn't necessarily suffer an infection, but I think most of us have been exposed. In fact, I think the CDC had written at one point that 95% of us are either vaccinated or exposed. So hopefully she does well. She's actually at the private residence in South Carolina. Will return home after she receives two consecutive negative COVID tests. Well, if she's using those antigen tests, then she'll be negative in no time. She has started her Paxlovid. She has not joined the president, Hunter Biden, or his wife, Melissa, when they went to the beach club. All right, Hunter Biden. Yeah, he's not in jail yet. He's still running around. The day prior, she was pictured on a bike ride with the president and their granddaughter, Finnegan, who is the daughter of Hunter Biden. Later on Saturday, she was spotted shopping with Finnegan and Cohen at the Freshfields Village Shops in Kiowa Island. So, you know, could she have reinfected President Biden? That's another question I get. If you had COVID, are you, you know, able to get reinfected a second time of that strain? Here's the thing. Technically, yes, you can. It's rare because you should have enough antibodies. And when we were talking about rebound COVID, we were debating if it was just the same COVID in your body coming back and resurging or making an encore presentation, or did you get smacked with a second round because your immune system was down fighting the infection and COVID is, you know, around, that new COVID got to you and was able to set up shop. That's very tricky to test. You know, they can test for it. It's going to take a lot of money and a lot of samples. And so for the most part, they just say, well, you know, it's rebound COVID. But I do believe that the president could get it again. We don't see a lot of it, but he could. He gave a speech. He isolated, had given a speech in the Rose Garden, had a rebound case on July 30th, was back in isolation until August 7th, and then he returned to Delaware. And I know a lot of people feel that President Biden lied about having COVID so he wouldn't have to talk to reporters and even have to get up to the microphone. That, I think, is fascinating. To have a president that people feel is going to fake COVID so they don't have... But I got to tell you, it's an easy excuse. I personally think he did have rebound because we're seeing so much rebound. So I'm going to say he told the truth. But I got to tell you, if there's something coming up and he wants out, he right now they are setting up a beautiful excuse. Jill has COVID after all this time for the first time. And so, you know, she's going to take one for the team and isolate so that he now has a get-out-of-jail-free card when it comes to having to make a speech or dealing with reporters. And then he could say, oh, you know what, I got COVID again. Now, I've rarely seen a mild COVID case get three, you know, rounds of COVID in one setting. But that will be interesting. So Godspeed. Hope she gets better. I don't want anybody getting COVID. I don't want anybody getting sick. But it is intriguing that only now she tests positive, especially when it was really, really, heavily out there the last few months, and how her rapid antigen tests are negative. And I don't really trust a lot of these rapid antigen tests. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Belly.
Calm complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With China as a top national security threat, President Biden's Commerce Department surprisingly approved almost all requests to export to the communist nation. It includes semiconductors, aerospace components, and artificial intelligence technology. Republican Governor Jim Justice of West Virginia declared a state of emergency for Kanawha and Fayette counties due to heavy rainfall Monday, which caused significant flooding that damaged over 100 homes, bridges, and roads throughout the counties. The storm also resulted in downed trees, power outages, and disruption to portable water systems. Over 20 people had to be rescued from their homes. Russia on Tuesday blamed saboteurs for orchestrating a series of explosions at an ammunition depot in Crimea. Armed groups loyal to Ukraine were damaging military logistics and supply lines on territory it controls, the Russians announced. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't know if you guys remember growing up, but when the doctor came into the room, you're like, ooh, that doctor's cool. I remember my mom, who was probably pretty shrill at times and, you know, knew everything. And my mom still, to me, is the best doctor I've ever had. But I remember that the only time I would remember my mom shutting up is when the doctor came into the room. So I learned of the awe that doctors have when they come to a treatment room and the respect that patients used to have. And in the olden days, that's kind of the way it was. If there was a doctor that earned that respect, really helped save lives, or practitioner, when they entered a room or you know, they entered your house or whatever, it was like, the doctor's here, the nurse is here, the practitioner's here, you know, do your magic, we're not going to second guess you. All right? Then people started to learn their own medicine. And they'd come to the doctor, they learned the medications, they learned these things, and then they started to tell the doctor what they think they needed. Now, at first, medical providers were like, so what? Okay, you have a list, and you know, this isn't a store, this isn't a, you know, Kmart, okay? I'm not going to fill your shopping list, because remember, this was, you know, 80s and 90s. No, but, you know, let's have a conversation about it. Then there was, in the 90s to 2000s, the massive lawsuit issues and malpractice. And doctors changed. Because if a patient had said, look, I asked for this, and he refused, he wouldn't order the test. She wouldn't give me the medication. All right? Now you're in trouble. And so a very small period of time, doctors are like, okay, you want the Z-Pack? You got the Z-Pack. You think you need antibiotics? You're getting the antibiotics. You want the test? You got the test. I'm going to say patient wanted this. Now, told the patient risk and benefits. This is what they wanted. I obliged. And there was a period of time where anything the patients wanted, not anything, but they got. Same thing with pain medication. There were doctors getting sued and even law experts saying it's criminal if a doctor doesn't provide pain medication, if a person is in pain. So for a very short period of time, they obliged. Now, rules are setting in. We're not supposed to be writing antibiotics for bronchitis. We're not supposed to be shelling out the Z-Pack like, you know, you're at a strip club. You're not supposed to be giving, you know, opulent amounts of opioids. You're supposed to be reining it in. We have antibiotic resistance. We have opioid crises. We have COVID. And the CDC says quit treating COVID with antibiotics and steroids over the phone. Maybe, you know, we have medications for COVID. And so patient distrust that we lost during COVID, and boy, did patients distrust doctors because they thought many of them were puppets of Fauci or puppets of the government, and they weren't using their own sort of intellect and deductive reasoning when it came to what could be going on, what care needs to be done, needed. And now with these rules that many doctors have to follow, especially those who are employed, patients are starting to think that their doctor is not necessarily putting their specific, independent, unique situation first on their mind. They're following all these rules and all these guidelines. And so when somebody calls in or somebody sees their doctor saying, I need an antibiotic, and their doctor says no, they're less likely to trust that doctor. Now, the doctor might be right. They might be correct. That practitioner may be like, look, you know, you have COVID, or you had a negative rapid antigen test like, you know, Jill Biden did. You know, let's do a PCR. But if this is COVID, we don't want to treat you with antibiotics because COVID is a virus. Antibiotics don't work on that. But patients aren't happy. Patients don't like their medical bills. They don't like the fact that, you know, they're rather than them telling a doctor what they want, they can't get it anymore, even though there's still some doctors that'll do whatever their patients want. And this distrust is rising. And so if you went back in time and you said the word doctor to a patient, they'd be like, huh? You know, eyes would light up going, oh my gosh, my doctor's the most amazing person, smartest thing. Now, You see the Yelp reviews. You see how people talk there. I mean, look at how people talk Dr. Fauci. Now, I get Dr. Fauci ticked a lot of people off. But you're talking about somebody who has a long, decorated career. I've never seen so many memes and so many, you know, criticism and slants and people making fun of them, because they lost the respect. And, you know, I told you that it was a really big struggle when COVID came out. You know, and I had to be honest about the masks and said, hey, guys, you know, if you're not using N95 respirators, there's a good chance you're still going to get COVID. And I had to be very careful because there were threatening powers that be that would try to claim that was misinformation until, of course, proven right in studies. Now, same thing with vaccines. When this narrative of if you're vaccinated, you're good, you're not going to get the virus, you're not going to spread it, so we have to do the mandate because then only these vaccinated people are in the room, so there'll be no COVID circulating. When I said that was wrong, again, misinformation. And I told doctors and I told practitioners, I go, you know, you're going to have to make a choice. Either be dead honest with all your medical knowledge to your patients or go with the flow, you know, of the administration or the CDC or whatever, and try to not rock the boat. And some doctors are like, you know what, I'm just going to go with the flow. You know, just, you know, everybody get the vaccine. You're good. You could go out. You could take off the mask if you got vaccinated and all that. That's what the CDC says, whatever. Yet I was like, guys, this virus is not acting, you know, the way that we would like it to. Please keep in mind that somebody next to you that says they're vaccinated and has a card, that card could be fake. He could still, even vaccinated, have COVID. Here's Jill Biden, double vaccinated, double boosted, has COVID. And so we physicians have really been in a very, very tough bind because we've been threatened, we've been accused of misinformation, and most of us have been right this whole time. And patients don't know who to trust. And if I have a patient and I'm like, look, something doesn't seem right, that patient, rather than going, wow, with her years of medical experience, there might be something going on. Instead, it's, these doctors are puppets of the government. I don't believe them. Now, I had a patient yesterday that had something that, man, you never, ever forget, a Kaposi sarcoma. A Kaposi sarcoma is a type of cancer we see in people with HIV that will look like a spider bite. It'll look, you know, it looks very different on the mucosa versus on the skin. And I saw the other day of a patient online where it looked like a Kaposi sarcoma. And the person had this lesion for months, doesn't stop bleeding, but wants an antibiotic. And I'm like, this has to be biopsied. Oh, no, it costs money. I don't want to get a biopsy. It costs money. No. Just give me an antibiotic. And I had to say straight up, I go, look, this could be cancer. I don't want to dink around. Last time I saw something like that, it was cancer, and the guy was dead in 6 months. I want to be as honest with you as possible. I could be wrong. But over the phone, based on what I'm seeing, this is my limited opinion, get your butt in with somebody. Maybe they'll give you antibiotics anyway, but you really got to get this biopsied. And I got to tell you, the look that he had wasn't a relief that somebody talked to him straight, wasn't a, I wasn't getting half-assed medicine. It was a, well, now I got to spend money. And so the attitude towards medicine, I think, is the next biggest public health crisis. Because people are, if they think they need an antibiotic and the doctor won't give it to them, that gets mad. If they think they need something for pain and the doctor won't give it to them, I know you broke your arm. Just take Tylenol and Motrin. People just don't trust the medical community like they used to. And we as doctors need to do a better job. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know, we hear of lots of controversy, you know, going on with, you know, Portland and California and New York and Chicago and all that. But Minneapolis seems to, you know, really kind of, you know, have its fair share of drama. And a lot goes on in Minneapolis. And the latest news coming out of Minneapolis is there is an agreement, a new contract between Minneapolis Public Schools and the teachers union that has caused a lot of outrage. As it appears in some of the verbiage, part of the agreement, to reformat how the school district maintains diversity and, you know, treats people of different demographics, that white teachers could be intentionally laid off before anyone else. The contract says instead of teacher layoffs or relocations being decided based on seniority, which, you know, seems to happen, you know, last one hired, first one fired, schools could ignore the seniority protocol and dismiss senior staff members if otherwise, quote, a teacher of color would be laid off. Instead, the agreement was reached in the spring of 2022 after a two-week teacher strike and was spearheaded by Minneapolis Federation of Teachers President Greta Callahan. And I see both sides to this. So many have found the deal unconstitutional, accused it of addressing past racism with more racism. It reads, if accessing a teacher who is a member of a population underrepresented among licensed teachers in the site, the district shall access the next least senior teacher who is not a member of an underrepresented population. They say, according to Daily Mail, the prioritizing of teachers of color over senior educators may also apply to rehiring after a layoff. So, you know, I'm mixed, all right? You know, having seen years and decades of people getting into an industry and being chosen over other communities who were discriminated against, I can understand how some people are concerned that, you know, the seniority is still dominated, you know, by, you know, one demographic. On the flip side, no racism should exist ever. We are not supposed to be a racist country, which means if we are going to ban any form of racism, we ban any sort of rule that puts a person's color, creed, gender, religion first. So if you have verbiage that says, you know, white people get laid off first, that's racism. If you have verbiage that says black people get laid off first, that's racism. In order to not be racist, you have to do away with any language. And one thing that's been kind of changing is we've been anti-racism except for you could be anti-white. Well, then that's going to breed more racism. Remember there was, gosh, I don't remember the story too well, but there was some sort of written decree or some sort of protocol that said if someone was a minority, then X, Y, and Z needs to happen. Well, many cities now, Caucasians are minorities. And so if that's the case, then if there is verbiage that says, look, minority populations need to get, you know, first treatment, now you just have in that city or community, well, then white people get, you know, in first. Anytime you have racism, it can always flip and affect the communities that you were trying to protect. So you have to get rid of all that verbiage. You cannot have any of that language in there. And there has to be. Now, I can understand that somebody might want to alter the last hired, first fired. I feel that that's very, very frustrating because you have many people that have moved, coming new to a community, and as layoffs may be coming with the recession, it stinks to think that you just got hired so you won't have a chance. But then there should be merit. It should be merit. You know, let's look at your metrics. How are your students doing? How are they doing on these standardized tests? How's your attendance? How's your, somebody could be a senior member and they rarely show up. They call out. They get lazy. Well, then that person should be one of the first to be laid off. But when you have somebody that busted their butts and they had, you know, for them to last that long, which, by the way, teachers are burned out. Teachers are saying, to hell with this. And you have somebody that throughout all the trial and tribulations stuck with it and stayed with that district, don't you think they shouldn't be punished? So, I see both sides. I get that. You know, there are some individuals that have dominated. I mean, look at Congress and look at, you see, why are they still there? And, you know, it just sometimes, you know, once you have that advantage, you always have that advantage. So I get that we need an even playing field. But when you start to approach people's careers and jobs and put a target on their back because of their color, creed, gender, it will backfire. It always does. And it ends up then hurting others, even the ones that you feel you are trying to protect. And if there is racism, then we fight racism head on. And we say, look, this is what you're doing. You are only choosing, you know, people of this demographic to lay off. You know, but to make a rule saying, okay, well, then this is what we do. The only people that get laid off first are, it sadly backfires. Not to mention, you have individuals that'll say, well, then why? You know, if I'm already on the chopping block, then why should I bust my butt? If there's no such thing as seniority, if there's no room to grow, if there's no job security, then what am I doing here? And it's really nerve-wracking because our teachers take care of our kids. And we make these decisions that will sadly affect our kids. If you have employees going, well, to heck with this, they don't care about me, why should I care? Now, you know, a good person will overcome the crappy work environment and put their students first and love their students. But you have others that will be like, well, then why should I? So it'll be interesting to see what happens with this. Constitutional lawyer Hans Bader characterized the deal as unconstitutional in an editorial in Liberty Unyielding on Sunday. They say race-based layoff provision violates portions of the Civil Rights Act. They said when it comes to termination, an employer can't racially discriminate even against whites. The Third Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in 1996 that a school district cannot consider race even as a tiebreaker in deciding who to lay off, even to promote diversity. So there needs to be, I think, other metrics that matter more. You know, when you have fantastic teachers that are busting their butts, I don't care what nationality they are, what gender, what creed, what race, you know, you have to keep those people. That's what those students need. But if you have somebody that's not showing up, they've been there for 30 years, they don't care, or if they've been there for 3 months and don't care, you know, there's other metrics. There's so many other metrics you could use. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.